At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
I'm so glad you joined me today on Heal It. I have a very special guest today who's going to be able to talk about women's issues. And this show I'm dedicating to all you beautiful women out there because I have a specialist who works with women in helping them to really have the health that is vital, that their minds are on fire, they're feeling good, their emotions are good, their hormones are balanced, their hair is vibrant and beautiful. So now, of course, my guest here, I want to say something, is that she not only works with women, she also works with men. So if you're a guy, no, you don't have to tune this off. In fact, she's my personal MD and naturopath. I'm bringing her on to discuss this. So I hope you'll tune in. But, I bring the best of the best on this show, as you know. And we are there. We, myself, my team, everybody that's putting this together for you are there to really help you to take your life to the next level and feel so good in so many ways. So if that appeals to you, I hope at the beginning of this show, you'll let some family members know or some friends know about the show. If you have somebody out there that's not feeling 100%, they don't know what's going on, this show will help you understand mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually exactly what's going on. So I hope you'll tune in. All right, I'm going to take a break, and then I'll have my guest right here with me. Yeah. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster, as you know, and my guest today is Dr. Rupa Chari. Dr. Chari, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be on your show, and congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, this has been a passion of mine for so long. I brought so many healers on my other show, The Voices of Courage. And, sometimes it gets a little muddy. People ask me, well, what is Voices of Courage about? Well, it's about inspiration. It's about courage. It's about moving you forward and helping people understand how their minds work and how to up-level their businesses. It was a little conflict. And I thought, you know what? Let's start a show and just focus on everything you need to know to have a healthy mind, body, spirit. So that's what I'm doing. And I guess emotions in there too. All right. Well, listen, let me introduce you to the guests that are listening today. Dr. Chari is a medical doctor who specializes in internal medicine. She practices integrative medicine for the last 27 years with virtual consultations. She's the medical director of the family-owned integrative medical clinic called the Chari Center of Health. And she received her medical degree from the Medical College of Ohio and completed her internship and residency at North Shore University Health Systems, affiliated with the University of Chicago, and so much more. So, all right, let's get into this. I, as I mentioned, I'm dedicating this show to the women. So I know you've been specializing in, women's medicine for a long time. Why don't we just talk about you just for a second. How did you get involved in focusing on this area of medicine?
Well, this was because of my own personal journey, Ken. Mm-hmm. It's something I'm so passionate about because for years, decades, honestly, despite doing all of the right things with eating right, exercising, you know, the things that we've all been told, I still couldn't lose that stubborn belly fat. And I felt bloated, I felt swollen, and it was driving me crazy. It created a lot of frustration. It affected even my confidence and how I felt about myself. And I realized that I wasn't putting myself out on camera or, you know, doing things that I would, where I would be seen and heard and visible, because I was just feeling so ashamed of with my weight. And I just didn't like the way I look or felt. And it affected my energy levels as well. So then I really delved in and saw, okay, what are the key reasons for having difficulty losing this weight, this belly fat, not having the energy I desire? And then it took me on this beautiful path where I came up with a system where I go through 5 key areas. And by addressing these areas, then the weight came off, my energy level soared, and I'm frankly looking and feeling better now, Ken, than I did when I was in my 30s.
And well, when you came into the studio, well, the first thing I said is you look like 10 years younger. What's going on? And now you're telling me. I love that. Yeah, because I knew something was going on, because, you know, we've known each other for a while. And it's just like, wow, okay, I see the vibrant energy there. So it was your own personal quest.
Yes.
Well, let's just dive in. What are these 5 steps, 5 key areas? Let's start about that. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So one of the first steps is gut health. And I'll go into that more in a minute, but it's looking at reducing the inflammation in the gut, looking at what foods a person may be sensitive to, enhancing how your body breaks down the foods, those foods and nutrients get into your cells, and then how we get rid of all of those toxins and waste out of the body. So gut health is one. The second one is then balancing your hormones. And for me personally, I don't use bioidentical hormones. I think some women definitely, it may be absolutely appropriate for some women. But in general, I focus on women who either want to avoid getting on bioidentical hormones or help them get off of it. And there's different ways I do that, with nutrients and specific herbs and addressing different issues. And then there's detoxification, but detoxification also needs to be done in a very mindful way, because there's so many different detox programs on the market. It can be overwhelming how to do a detox, but I have a very stepwise process in leading women and men through a detox process so that they can get rid of those poisons from the body, boost their metabolism, and get their energy back. And then there's the all critical mindset. And this isn't addressed as much as really, frankly, it should, of how stress and our emotions impact our day-to-day life. And not just our day-to-day life, but create inflammation in the body, as well as affect our quality of sleep, and every other angle that can then affect how we break down fat, lose weight, and frankly, just prevent and even reverse other medical issues. And then there's also, in general, looking at lifestyle. And that's an entire world onto itself. But there's a very specific targeted things that we can do to make it very practical. And that's, I'm a person that I like things to be done easily, effortlessly, and without too many steps, so that it's something that everyone can do. That's really important.
Well, as you've learned with working with me over the years, if it's not simple, I'm probably not going to do it. And you really helped me with that simplification and just creating for me, it's like a system of what I do every day. All right. So I'm going to take a break, but when we come back, there's some of you out there going, you know, I'm not sure what I need to do, right? So when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the symptoms and also take a deeper dive into the 5 areas that, well, we'll get to that and a whole bunch more. We'll be right back after the break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
At
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking with Dr. Rupachari. Where did that come from? Anyway, Dr. Rupachari. I guess we were talking about mindset. I was thinking Deepak, but yeah. So, you know, the symptoms, there's a lot of symptoms that are out there. You know, people have, you know, they have anxiety, they have low blood pressure, they have stress, they have, you know, low energy. Let's talk about some of those symptoms and how they relate to steps that you're talking about. Let's do what, like symptoms of gut health that's poor, right? What are some of the symptoms that you have with gut health?
Definitely. So gut health is one of the most important key issues to start out with before even frankly looking at anything else. And even dating back to over 5,000 years in Ayurveda, which is the ancient medical science from India, and in other ancient cultures around the world, one of the first things that they always emphasized was gut health. And the reason is our gut is literally our second brain. And it's how we take in foods and nutrients and beverages, break them down into a form that our cells can use to get in those vital vitamins and minerals and those nutrients so they can get into our cells, so our cells can generate energy, and then we can eliminate waste from our body. And that's just the process, because our cells are like, I joke, they're like mini-me's, you know, like that Austin Powers movie. It's like we have trillions of cells in our body, which are just little reflections of us. So it all starts from the gut, and our gut has been affected, Ken, because of our environment nowadays.
Yeah, no kidding, you know, and you know, all those little cells are conscious, you know, and they, of course, you know, they're either working together or they're not. You said it's like the second brain. I think that's interesting. Talk about a little bit more about the gut being the second brain.
Yes, so our gut, it has a plethora of nerve cells, and believe it or not, within our intestines and our small intestine in particular is where we actually create a lot of our brain chemistry, or what are called neurotransmitters. So brain chemicals like serotonin, which makes us feel relaxed and calm and happy, that's produced in our intestine. And so if our intestines are just full of toxic waste and they're full of inflammation and then the overgrowth of bad bugs, which then create more inflammation and havoc, then we won't be able to, number one, absorb those nutrients and use those nutrients to actually create healthy levels of our brain chemistry. And then when these levels of our brain chemistry are imbalanced and the bugs are overgrowing and creating a lot of poisons, then that will also cause us, believe it or not, to then have more food cravings, because these bugs want to survive. So, and they've been around billions of years, so they will make chemicals that then go to our brain as well and be released from our gut that then causes us to then crave foods that we know aren't good for us, but that the bugs love.
Well, nobody wants to talk about bugs inside of them, but I think we should. So what kind of bugs are we talking about? We little critters that are like parasitic? What do they live on? What do they look like? What are we talking about here?
So these bugs are microscopic. They're so tiny. They're, you know, not really visible by the human eye and even by microscopes to a great extent. But what they, there's bacteria, there's viruses, there's fungus, yeast, parasites. And frankly, and this is kind of shocking to people, but we have more DNA or genetic information from the bugs in our body than our own human DNA. And the key is to coexist, to live with them in harmony, as above, so below. So that's the key. But it's tricky nowadays because we're being bombarded with so many different chemicals in our food, in our air, water, soil, electromagnetic frequencies, radioactivity, heavy metals, the list just keeps going on and on. But at the same time, I want everyone to know how resilient and powerful and magnificent our human body is to be able to deal and adapt with all of that and survive and thrive.
Well, okay, that brings up my next question. It's like, you know, you're right. There's, you know, it's like you almost have to have a PhD in what to eat to be able to understand what to put in your body. Is there any simple way to know what to put in your body?
Yes, thankfully so. You know, just look at the packaging of your foods to start. If when you look at the ingredients, you're not able to pronounce them, not able to read them out loud, and there's so many of them, billions of them on the listed on the label, you know that that's full of chemicals. So in general, processed foods are, you know, have tremendous amounts of chemicals in them. And also, the bottom line is it goes back to nature. So supporting your farmers markets, buying produce from your local health food stores, buying fresh produce, cooking at home as much as possible, eating those fresh fruits and veggies. And for meat, high quality meats, meaning grass-fed meats or pasture-raised chickens or eggs, you know, that are pasture-raised as well. You know, again, it's the quality of the foods that we put into our body, home cooking as much as possible, organic as much as possible. And even with organic produce, washing them will be very important as well, but that's the essence of it.
Okay. And what about, you know, there's a bit the gluten-free craze right now. Everybody's wanting to be gluten-free. What can you address that a little bit? Is that a good thing? Is that something we should look at? What do you think?
Well, this whole issue with gluten, because when we look back, Ken, for God knows how many years, hundreds and hundreds of years, and more, frankly, we've been eating grains in every culture around the world. So what happened suddenly that now we're not able to eat these grains? The reason is because of what's happened in our agricultural industry. So since the late 1950s, 1960s, in the agricultural industry, they tried to make the grains shorter and stockier so that they got more yield. But in the process of that, these grains now, whether wheat, for example, and breads and so on, they're full of gluten. Gluten is literally like glue. It holds the grains and binds it together. But nowadays, there's up to 90% more gluten now than there was even, frankly, before 1980s. And so that's why it's basically, they said, if we looked at bread under a microscope, it would look like rubber with chemicals. And when we eat that, it creates inflammation and havoc in our gut. And then that inflammation then overdrives the immune system and then can lead to so many other problems. But it's what's happened to our grains, whether it's bread or even corn, which has been genetically modified, and soy. It's because of what's been done to the grains, not because suddenly everybody are not able to eat it. That's why. And that's why we're seeing this rise in all of these.
So this gut fat, the belly fat that people are building up, is that a protection the body is doing to store this stuff that it doesn't know what to do with? Or where does the belly fat come from? What is that?
Exactly, Ken. You stated it. It's because of all of these chemicals and poisons that we're being exposed to, your body needs to create a buffer to kind of protect your organs from all of these chemicals. And so that comes in the form then of belly fat. But also just these processed foods in general create, and because they're so full of unhealthy fats, that also creates more belly fat. Also, because all of these processed foods are loaded with salt and sugar, and again, the chemicals, then that causes imbalances in our blood sugar level, increases in hormones that cause us to try to decrease that inflammation. So we have high levels of insulin, high levels of cortisol, and then their bodies, then naturally when those levels, hormone levels are high, we tend to store fat. And that's another reason as well. So, and there's different types of fat, which is now coming out.
Different types of fat. Okay. I can hardly wait to hear that one. Okay. But there's a lot to learn here. I love this. All right, listen, I'm going to take a break, but before I do, I want to let people know on the screen right now is where you can get a hold of Dr. Chari. It's charicenter.com for my audio audience, C-H-A-R, center, C-H-A-R, charicenter.com. And if you go to her website, there's a whole bunch of information. In fact, why don't you tell us real quick, what's on that website that people will find when they go over there?
Absolutely. So our website has the I as well. So Chari, C-H-A-R-I, center.com. On that, I share with you how I can specifically help women, help them with their hormone balance, losing weight, deal with autoimmune conditions, gut issues, energy levels, detoxification. And we also work on the emotions, anxiety, and stress. And I offer a complimentary 15-minute consult, no obligation, so I can learn a little bit more about what your desires are and goals. And I can share with you what I think is going on and then how we can work together if you would like to move forward.
I love that. Also, okay, so we got the five-step process. Number two, what's number two again?
Yes, so balancing hormones is very important.
Okay, so we're going to talk about balancing hormones as soon as I get back from this break. We'll be right back. Hold on. Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and I'll be right back with my guest, Dr. Rupa Chari, in just a minute. But I'd like to appeal to you. Our show grows and consciousness changes on this planet usually when somebody like yourself gets involved and says, I'm gonna let somebody else know about this. This is a great show. I want people to know. I want them to understand that there is hope no matter where you are in your health journey, that we have alternative ways and also standard medical ways to really address many of the issues that you have. I've got some of the top doctors in the world here that are coming here just for you to be able to help you to on your healing journey. So I hope you'll share this show today with at least one other person that'll help them to heal their life and have a much better experience here. Okay, here's my guest, Dr. Chari. Dr. Chari, all right, we're talking about hormones, women hormones. Let's take a little deeper dive into that. Go ahead.
Sure. So regarding hormones, one of the keys to understand how we can balance hormones in an easy way is with our mindset. And I know we, in general, in public, we talk about stress. Oh, I'm stressed. But how is it really affecting us? But this is really important to understand that even if women are taking bioidentical hormones and we're doing the other right things from a physical point of view, emotions really need to be dealt with and addressed and just faced. And there's different techniques and modalities that we can use and technologies to help us with our emotions. But the first step is really acknowledging how we're feeling. Because here's what happens. When we're under stress, our brain is deciding, okay, what do I need to do here? Do I need to make stress hormones like adrenaline and other stress hormones, including cortisol? Or do I need to make female and male hormones like estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone? So here's what happens when the brain is trying to make a decision. It's always going to go towards survival. And so it's going to say, you know what? We need to take care of the situation. So it goes back in the day when, you know, people had to either run away from wild animals or, you know, fight them. So in the same way, our brain will interpret any stressor, whether it's a coworker or a boss or some issue with a particular person, in the same way, all those stress hormone levels go up. And then, though, those stress hormone levels go up, but our progesterone, testosterone, estrogen levels go down. And so that plays a role. Our emotions play a huge role in balancing the hormones. And that's even why a lot of women, when they're making the transition from having periods monthly to going into menopause, where the periods have stopped, a lot of women in that phase in between or even after the periods have stopped end up with hot flashes and night sweats, mood swings, insomnia. It's because the ovaries, which have been making the hormones for the greater part, then suddenly pass the baton on to the adrenal glands. But if the body's under stress, mind is under stress, then the adrenals, which are making those stress hormones, say, we need to make these. That's our priority, is making our stress hormones. We're not going to worry so much right now about the female and male hormones. And then all of those menopause symptoms come to a forefront where, you know, it's, you know, you feel like you're changing your clothes, ladies, every few minutes, or taking off the sweater, then getting cold, putting it back on. And then it affects actually our confidence and way of life, but it actually goes back to our mind and emotions, as Ken, you so beautifully always speak about.
Well, I do. And also I want to let people know at the Chari Center of Health is Dr. Chari's brother, Deepak Chari. He works on, and he's got a very effective modalities to work on the emotions and clearing the mind and setting up the mindset for health and balance. So I just want to put that out there. And hi, Deepak, wherever you are. Anyway, let's go to the next level then, which is the detox. So we've covered gut health, we've covered the hormones. Now let's talk about the detox here. What is I guess these are kind of in order, because you don't want to start on a detox until you're really addressing some of the gut issues, or how do you deal with that?
That's absolutely right, Ken, because even before starting a detox, it's not that the body doesn't know how to detox, but it's prioritizing. So I give an example like this. Suppose you've been working all day, 9 to 5, and you have a party later that evening at 6:30. You get home and let's say the house is a mess. With the energy that you have, you're going to prioritize. So maybe you might take some of the things in the house, throw it in the closet and close the door and hope nobody opens that door. And you say, you know what, after the party, I'll put everything away and deal with it later. The body also prioritizes when it has a limited amount of energy. And there's different reasons for that. Toxins is a major reason for that. Then it is going to prioritize, and it'll stick these toxins in these nooks and crannies in the tissues of your body and says, you know what, we're going to get to this later. So one of the first steps and very important steps before going into a detox program is rebuilding your body, making sure that you have the right amount of nutrients in your body first before you start doing a detoxification. That's key. And that can be with the foods that you eat and drinking the juices. And also you may need to take supplements, because the reality is our soils are not the way that they once were nutritionally compared to 10 years ago, 20, 30, and definitely 50 years ago. So they're lacking a lot of the essential nutrients, or the levels are significantly less. So in this day and age, we do need to take some form of supplements and eat as healthy as possible and get that good amount of rest to give ourselves the energy that it will need to then remove some of these very poisonous toxins out of our body. That's very important.
Yeah, very important. And, you know, it's, I'm going to just mention this. This morning, I received an email from you to remind me about all the supplements that I am on and I need to take, you know, especially during the season right now. And by the way, you know, ever since I started taking those supplements, I don't get sick. So it's very powerful, and I'm glad that, you know, you've got. I guess my point here is that it's unlike going to another doctor that might say, well, you need this and this and this and this, but you do that. But you also have it in a way that's systematized so that I don't have to keep going back to you. I can remember what I need. And I love that. I love that a lot. All right. Let's mindset. We talked a little bit about mindset, but I want to take a deeper dive into mindset and emotions. Of course, this is the area that I specialize in. But it's also so important when it comes to, and I want to talk about this. It's the resistance to seeing the doctor. Okay. So what, you know, in your experience, what creates that resistance for people to actually come in and see you?
Well, usually, Ken, it's fear. And that's why I wanted to leave the traditional medical model. Frankly, from day one, I've always had a holistic approach. And that was because of our mother, who everyone dearly called Mama Chari, who transitioned last year. But the way we were raised, because our parents are from India, with natural remedies, home-cooked foods, mind-body medicine, spirituality, that is how I wanted to practice medicine as well. And Mom always used to say, you can be the bridge between both worlds. And so in the medical model, it's not the doctor's fault, but it's just the way the systems are. that they're not given the time they need to really find out what is going on nutritionally, emotionally, lifestyle, address all of those different issues that are actually creating and causing the conditions to begin with. And that's why I spend the quality time and I give them compassion. Our patients basically are our family members as well, our extended family. And so they feel comfortable, and getting to the root cause is so important, Ken.
So important. You know, when I attended Mama Chari's memorial service, and I got to meet some of your family members. You have so many doctors in your family. I was like, what the heck? You guys got a lot. You got a lot of tradition there. And, you know, I just want to throw one other component in, and I know you weren't prepared to talk about this, but it's an important piece. You know, your mom was a very spiritual being. She was just, I would say, enlightened in my word. You look in her eyes and you're looking like in the eyes of God. You know, that spiritual piece, when it comes to practicing medicine, we don't talk about that much at all. I don't think people come to you for spiritual advice, but there's this energy that you bring around that. Can you address that a little bit for people?
Absolutely. To me, frankly, this is one of the most important parts of healing is having a belief and faith in a divine supreme creator. And we all have different names for this divine creator. Some people call it the universe, universal energy, God. But knowing that we have been made with the utmost of care, of love. I mean, even frankly, for doctors, when you, and for anybody in the medical field, when you really study even the human body and realize how complex it is, it's a universe unto itself, every system, every organ, every cell. And the deeper you look, there's another universe that opens up and another one and another one. It is so complex. It's remarkable. So even for people who just look at it from a strictly physical point of view, just looking at the physical body, it is unbelievable that the miracles and the divine genius intelligence that goes into each and every one of us as creative beings being created. And looking at nature, looking at the universe, looking at every plant and animal, it's so important to have faith. It's so important to know that there is someone, being whatever you want to call it, that is looking after us and taking care of us, and that we are unconditionally loved and accepted. I think that is so important.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, it's an important part of the healing journey, and it's a place, like you just said, with faith and hope. And you know, hope and faith, there's no room for doubt and uncertainty in hope and faith. When you're on that side and you're saying, you know, I've got hope, I believe, I know this is meant, you know, we're here growing, we're evolving, we're learning together. And, you know, ultimately, everybody wants to feel three things. Well, they want to have three things. They want to have, they want to be conscious, right? They want to be aware and conscious. They want to have eternal life. And they also want to have bliss or happiness. And it's hard to have that bliss or happiness in us when our body's expressing things that we're like, why is this happening? Everything has a reason and everything counts. And there are ways for all of us to get on that healing journey. And it's a journey of remembering who you are. It's a journey of understanding the power that lies within all of us. And if you, you know, and it is a journey. That's why I bring the Dr. Chare's journey to you today, because she's part of the link in the journey. And it, I can assure you, if you're in a place where you've tried everything and you're in a place where you want different results, then I'm hoping that, you know, people like Dr. Chare, my amazing friend and guest, you'll go, I'm going to explore something new. I'm going to go try this. That's my message and plea for you. Dr. Chare, lifestyle. Okay. Lifestyle is a big part of the healing journey. I love your comments on that.
Yes. It's, again, in traditional medicine, it's not addressed really at all, or if it is, it's within a minute or so. Yep. But lifestyle incorporates everything, everything from the foods we eat, the exercise, movement, basically, and also our quality of sleep, the friendships that we have. I think that in totality, all of these areas need to be addressed, because another key issue I want to address is feelings of loneliness. And that creates stress, and that can lead to behaviors where then again, people may eat foods that are they know are not the best thing for them, and that cause inflammation and blood sugar imbalances and raise their blood sugar and cholesterol and so on. But when you really trace back again, that's why I really feel emotions are really an important part, because we can say eat healthy and exercise and sleep. But again, why aren't we doing those things? It's usually because there's some emotional trigger that, or some event or some trauma or some situation that may be aggravating and creating stress that we haven't dealt with. So that to me is very important. And I think especially at this time of year, it's really important to reach out to people, your friends, your family, your loved ones, people who you may not have spoken to in a while. And just reach out by phone, by email, even sending an old-fashioned letter. I think people would be shocked to receive that, but it would mean so much, because when you reach out to somebody else, you realize you're not alone. And I think that's very, very important, is for every one of us to realize we're not alone. And there's meetup groups that you can join. Nowadays, there's so many different ways for us to connect with others with similar interests. But I think the key is knowing you're not alone. That's so important. And then also, as we spoke about with what the foods that we put into our body, the beverages we put into our body, you know, especially being well hydrated with water is very important. The quality of sleep. It's not necessarily how many hours that we sleep, but what is the quality of sleep? Because there's people who may be sleeping 8, 9, 10 hours and wake up feeling drained and exhausted. So it's being able to fall asleep and stay asleep, but that is again affected by our emotions, our mood, and inflammation in our body, and how our blood sugar is. So all of these factors play a role, but the key is to try to tune in to nature. When you start to feel sleepy, sleep. And I used to fight this forever, so I completely understand if your viewers and listeners, you know, maybe feeling sleepy, but push against it and keep working on the computer. But at a certain point, it's important to turn that computer off at night, avoid that blue light, which affects our brain and pineal gland, which is so important and for many different reasons, but one of which is to release melatonin to help us regenerate and sleep at night.
Well, you gave us a lot right there. You know, I'm just thinking myself, I'm thinking, you know, every year it's so easy to reach out to people now on social media. You know, I can put my little Christmas, welcome Christmas animated figure, and I can copy and paste it and get reach a lot of people real quick. But, you know, this year you just inspired me. I'm going to reach out to those people that I don't normally reach out to. I'm going to pick a handful of those folks and just reach out. And, you know, I do it for them, but you know what? It comes, we're all connected. When they feel that joy, we feel that joy. So if you are in that state of feeling a little down or depressed, go give away what you want. Go give it away to somebody else. It'll come right back to you. And you also talked about sleep. I want to mention one other thing with sleep. When I go to sleep, I set my intention to wake up feeling alert and ready. I set intention at night. And when I wake up in the morning, when I open my eyes, I go right to gratitude. Every single day I go to gratitude, I start, because I know this, how I start my day is most of the time how I'm going to end my day. that I start my day in joy and gratitude and energy, I'm going to end my day that same way. So just a couple tips from me too. All right. Movement. I want to talk to you. Let's see how much time we got. We got a little time. I know, especially this seems to be both a man and a woman issue. Everybody gets so busy, especially in America, that movement is put on the back burner, right? And everybody's going to set all these New Year's resolutions. And within, they say, about 80% of those resolutions, those commitments are not being happening after about 3 weeks, okay? And it drops off from there. All right, so movement is part of that, right? Everybody wants to go to the gym, work out, build their muscles, and then it stops, all right? Let's talk about the importance of movement, right? Your lymph system and things that, you know, are important here.
Absolutely. Well, Ken, you are an inspiration to both me and Deepak, truly, because you are so physically active. You've done triathlons and you just rode the bike all the way from Northern California all the way to San Diego. So when Deepak and I were saying, look at what Ken is doing, we have no excuse not to even just go for a walk.
That's right.
So truly, very inspiring. And yes, movement is the key to life. And because most of us are sitting in front of the computers all day, you know, for work-related issues or even otherwise, we're not moving enough. And so, but I like to, again, keep things simple. What I tell people is, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, put on your tennis shoes and just get some fresh air, ideally when the sun is still out, ideally. And even if it's not, then, you know, go for just a quick walk if you can. But first thing in the morning, where the air is so, you can feel the difference in the air and the quality of the air. It's literally like putting life force into your body when you go for just even a brief walk first thing in the morning. And then if you want to expand on that, of course, you know, walk a little bit more, you know, during your lunch break and also at night. Because when you go for a walk at night, it just kind of releases all of those stress hormones. And there's different types of exercise, but believe it or not, using a treadmill for women who are trying to lose that belly fat may not be the best thing. And the reason being, what they're finding is shorter bursts of exercise where you like sprint as fast as you can for a few seconds, and then you walk briskly for a little while, and then sprint again and walk quickly for a little while. And again, do that at your own pace, but that high intensity training, what that can do is even increase your growth hormone levels, and that will help burn that belly fat, which is very stubborn. And that belly fat is the fat we pinch, but the second type of fat is called visceral fat, which is the fat around the organs, which frankly is even more toxic than that fat that we pinch. But keep it simple and work with your body. You know, stretching can also, as you know, which you do so regularly with yoga or Pilates, is so important. And it breaks up scar tissue, because when we sit in the same position all the time, you know, everything gets tightened up. And so we need to release and loosen that up to increase the blood flow. And as important as strength is, everyone talks about strength and weight-bearing exercises, flexibility, I feel, is frankly even more important, to be able to be flexible in our bodies, especially over
the years. All right. Well, listen, I can't believe how fast this time went. And thank you so much for being with me. And I hope you come back in the new year again and again, you know, to do this with me. This is really powerful. Thank you so much for making time, Dr. Chari. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you, Ken, so much for having me on your show.
Amazing. So for all of you, I want to thank you for listening and tuning into the Heal It show. Again, healing is a journey. So get on the journey today. You know, I encourage you. Listen to Dr. Chari, what we just shared with you. Listen to it a few times. There is so much richness of information. And then pick your journey. You know, choose what you're going to do. You're going to start out this year in a great way, and you're going to continue on this year in a great way. And you know what it takes surrounding yourself with the right people, having yourself in the right team, a medical team, you know, coaches like myself, you know, friends that really support you. You know, make that your journey this year. And what'll happen is next year, your life will get better and better and better, and your journey will be so much fun if you do it. Okay, talk soon. Take care.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.